right, Wednesday. Hot and maybe even a little bit wet in some places Wednesday. That's cool. Time for American Hit Radio, 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. I'm Tom Ryan with you for the next hour, if you'll be kind enough to stay. My lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well.
In the house.
I was going to say hi, Heidi. That's great.
I just did.
Right.
In my own way.
Now, well, Heidi and I have been doing seemingly forever is digging up albums and playing them in their entirety for 1 hour on Wednesday. Our reason for doing this is because we were beginning to get this sense that albums themselves were becoming obsolete. Now, in some senses, they're coming back. At least I know that there's this like vinyl revival thing that's happening, which is pretty cool. I'm really glad for that. But I'm not talking about albums in terms of vinyl specifically anyway. I'm just talking about the idea of an artist putting together songs onto a disc, whether it's a 12-inch disc or a CD, or I don't care if you download it. It's just the idea of the fact that the artist basically worked on a program of music to put it together. Sometimes it because it had a theme. Sometimes it doesn't have a theme at all. But nevertheless, the songs are bundled together in a certain way that makes it very interesting, and you learn more about the artist rather than having some sort of the company that digitizes that takes digital music and feeds it to you and tells you what to listen to. That drives me crazy. I just can't believe how many people actually do that, to be honest, where you like letting some sort of AI thing decide what your taste is going to be because they have this information about you, so they give you what they think you should like, which means you're not going to hear anything which is outside of what your normal ballywick is, so to speak. And that's the best way for you to get a whole range of taste. And you know what I'm saying. So that's why with what we're doing, I mean, you never know what sort of music you're going to hear from us on Wednesdays, because I am open to anything. I'm not just playing American music or European music, or I'm not just playing rock and roll and R&B or country western. I'm trying to go through everything. If I find an album that I consider it to be really, truly artistically valuable, it's in, regardless of where it comes from. Now, it is based upon my opinions. So, yeah, you know, buyer beware. You tuned in, you stuck with us. But this is, you know, it's exactly, I think it's more fun this way anyway, because if you don't know it, then you will get to hear something completely different. And I'm pretty sure that today I'm really going to be taking you on a trip to something that you don't know, unless you're a real, you know, hardcore regular listener to our show, because we did once play another album by this same artist. His name is Fela Kuti, African musician, Nigerian, Afrobeat music, sort of what it's called from what he does. And it was maybe about 2 years ago, perhaps, when we played one of his other albums and we talked a lot about, you know, what he was about. Well, we're going to pick up where we left off there to talk about this album, which, of course, absolutely did not chart in America. It, to the best of my knowledge, it was never even released in America. It was a Nigerian album that was out, released on Coconut Records back in 1976. And in the UK, it got picked up by Creole Records for a small just smattering of sales there. But here in America, nothing. America didn't really have a clue who Fela Kuti was for a long while. I, therefore, missed anything that had to do with Fela Kuti until maybe 25 years later. I think most of the information that I began to gather about him was in the late 90s, early 2000s. But I fell in love with it, because what happened was that, you know, eventually they put out a really, and this is what I'd recommend that you even do. There's some fabulous compilations of his work. And it's a great way to get a start, because that's what got me involved in listening to him. Now, I'm a bit of a completist, which means I go nuts. I eventually try to find every single thing that I can. And finding a full collection of Fela Kuti albums is almost impossible. It's really, really hard. But the ones that I did find, there was a huge number of them that impressed me, and some of them that blew me away. And this is one of the albums that blew me away. As I said, released in December of 1976 by Fela Kuti, the album itself is called Zombie. Now, there are albums that I play, and the music, it should speak for itself. It doesn't really matter what I say about it. It doesn't matter what the backstory would be in reality. What really matters is it a good album? And this definitely is a good album. But the backstory makes it immensely more interesting because of what Fela Kuti stands for. Now, I said this was released in December of 1976. This might be our very last album for 1976. So we probably are going to be moving on to 1977, I think, with next week. I think that's the case. But regarding this album, and like I said, this man has got so many records. And if you're going to go sorting through the discography of Fela Anacolapo Kuti, that's his full name, it is an intimidating and overwhelming task, but I promise you, it's fun as hell. And it's also politically challenging. With literally hundreds of record releases, most of them poorly documented, it's almost impossible to determine the best place to dive in. Even the websites that are dedicated to such things are woefully incomplete and usually inaccurate. Like the All Music website, which I go to a lot, rates over 20 of Kuti's original releases as seminal works. So if ever an artist needed to be represented by a well-annotated collection, it's Fela Kuti. Now, there are at least two ways to appreciate his work. From a musical perspective, he plays some of the slinkiest, jazz-based, coolest Afro groove you could ever hope to hear. And then when he finally starts to sing, because it's just sort of like it's his methodology, he usually takes his time letting the rhythm build up and sink in before unfolding his tale, the words that he puts to this music. His average song length is about 12 minutes, and you might wait 4 or 5 minutes for him to start singing. Anyway, once he does let the words come out, an entirely new perspective arises. Fela Kuti used his power as a popular American musician to make very bold political statements, usually aimed at a corrupt and westernized political system, as hell-bent on keeping him quiet, as he was always like exposing their corruption and their stupidity in his lyrics. Now, for the decade from 1971 until 1981, he released records at a prolific rate of approximately 3 per year, and most of them short enough to be labeled as EPs rather than albums. You don't need to be Nigerian to appreciate the political views expressed by Fela Kuti. Americans can obviously rightly be very proud of the freedoms that we enjoy as Americans, but if we are honest, we must admit that our own system is far from perfect, especially with regard to minorities. But just days before writing this, I heard a harrowing story of a 16-year-old boy who was wrongly arrested and sat in a high-security prison for 3 years, two of them in solitary confinement, while he awaited a trial. Unfortunately, such things in our own culture are not as rare as we would like to think they are. But in Nigeria, things are infinitely worse. I ultimately chose the album Zombie as the best entry into Kuti's catalog because it is the album that best represents the power, the cause, and very sadly, the effect that his music had on the political climate of its time. With just a few words, Kuti manages to incense the entire military community of Nigeria. without ever stating anything explicit, even. It is apparent enough to the powers at hand that he was addressing his outrage at them when he sings, quote, zombie no go think unless you tell him to think. Tell him to go kill. No break, no job, no sense. And then go and kill, go and die. Sickeningly, the zombies who he's addressing himself at then behaved exactly as he portrayed them. Soon after this album was released, Zombie, the army descended on Kuti's commune, beating him almost to death, and they then broke into his house and they threw his own mother to her death from an open window on the second floor. And then they burnt his building to the ground. Unbelievable. Now, after recovering from his injuries, Kuti responded to the attack by releasing his next song, which was called Coffin for Head of State, as a sad memorial for his mother's fate. His career remained politically motivated for the rest of his life, and there is hardly a release that is not powerful in its own way. If you like what you hear, there's a whole lot more to discover. And believe me, there is no American equivalent. So, for the song that created all of that havoc and caused his own mother to be murdered by the zombies, here is the song. It's simply entitled Zombie.
zombie. Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, not go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie. Unless you tell him to go.
Zombie.
Zombie not go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie.
Zombie not go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie.
Zombie not go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight. Na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. Na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench a joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense. A joro jara joro. Go and kill. Go and die. Go and quench. Put up all the vats. Go and quench. Go and kill. Go and die. Put up all the vats. Go and die. Go and kill. Put up all the bars. Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro. Attention. Big match. Slow match. Left on. Right on. Up on. Double on. Open your hand, stand that is falling, fall out, fall down, dead ready, attention, quick match, slow match, left turn, right turn, about turn, double up, salute, open your hand, stand that is falling, fall out, fall. Order. Open your hand, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready, attention, quick match, slow match, left on, right on, about on, double on, salute, open your hand, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready, halt! Order! One more time, everybody.
Attention,
quick match, slow match, left on, right on, about on, double on, salute, open your hand, let the teeth fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Attention,
quick
match, slow match, left on, right on, about on, double on, salute, open your hand, let the teeth fall in, fall out, fall down, get ready. Hot!
Zombie, 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 zomb
Phil Lacouti's at the top of his game at this point in his life, and it should have turned out different than it did. I mean, the song was a smash hit in Nigeria, and that's what caused the problem, because it was a smash hit, and it was that exactly that, which is what infuriated the military leadership of Nigeria. So when I told you that they basically attacked his compound, it was estimated that the number of soldiers that went to attack him were 1,000 of them. Imagine having 1,000 soldiers coming to your house to burn it to the ground and to murder your mother. He lost all of his recording studio was there. It got destroyed. His instruments and his master tapes for the songs that he was preparing to release were also all destroyed. And in response to what had happened to him, he said that he himself was almost definitely going to be killed because he was being beaten to death by a few of the soldiers who had him on the ground and were pummeling him until an officer came over and told them to be absolutely certain that they don't kill him. So it's the only reason that he lived. So when he did, and when he began to recover, what he did was he took the coffin for his mother and he literally delivered it to the army barracks in Lagos and left it with them. This guy had nerve, man. He was not afraid of anything. Now, what's funny about it is he was the son of a Nigerian women's rights activist, which is really ironic because after this whole event happened, Kuti had like a commune of women, the harem really that he lived with. And he married 27 women in the year 1978 to be his wives. And eventually he decided that he would adopt a rotation system where he would keep only 12 wives at the same time and rotate them. Rather incredible. Let me remind you that you're listening to WHPC, WHPC HD in Garden City, New York. Kuti's albums were, like I said, essentially EPs. It was usually just one song per side. And I can play the other song. But what's interesting, when they did release Zombie as a CD, they put on a bonus tracks. And I guess they did it deliberately because even there, the topical element of the bonus tracks suits perfectly what Zombie is about, as does the B-side. It's a song called Mr. Follow Follow. Do what you're told, and you will be perhaps stupid, but because of it, that's what he's saying. I'm pretty sure that's what it's about. Here's Mr. Follow Follow. We'll be right back.
follow, follow. Mr. Follow, follow.
Follow, 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 follow.
Some they follow, follow them, close them eye.
Them close eye, blinky, blinky.
Some they follow them, close them mouth.
Them close mouth, pam, pam, pam.
Some they follow them, close them ear.
Them close ear, bang, bang, bang.
Some they follow them, close them sense.
Them close sense, biri, biri.
Some they follow them, close them eye.
Close eye, bring, bring, bring.
Some they follow them, close them mouth.
Them close mouth, pa, pa, pa.
Some they follow them, close them ear.
Them close ear, bang, bang, bang.
Some they follow them, close them sense.
Them close sense, biri, biri.
I say them close sense. Say them close sense. If you they follow. If you dey follow, make you open sense, open ear, open mouth. Now that time you know go fall. Now that time you know go fall. If you dey follow them boot.
Now inside go one, you go quench.
If you dey follow them boot.
Now inside go one, you go quench.
Go crush it there. Ratty day, eco day, darkness day.
Inside compound, you go quench.
My brother make you never follow buku. Look, come and go your way. You know follow book. Look at my use your sense.
Follow, follow.
If you follow, follow.
Follow, follow.
Make you open eyes.
Follow, follow.
If you follow, follow.
Follow, follow.
Make you open mouth.
Follow, follow.
Make you open eyes.
Follow, follow.
Make you open sense.
Follow.
No, like I said, since all the albums that we've been playing here in this series, this seemingly endless series that we're running for about 20 years now or something like that, we're playing them all in chronological order. So yes, this album is from late 1976. But you might notice that the music is incredibly relevant, and it doesn't feel dated at all. And, you know, both musically and in terms of like the message. I do remember this. I was late to Philip Goody, as I had mentioned earlier. I did not know his music at all when I was in my, you know, teens or 20s when this album came out. I was a teenager when this album came out. But I heard it more like around maybe 25 years ago for the first time, around the turn of the century. And or somewhere around there. And I distinctly remember thinking when I heard the story of what the song was about and the horrible things that happened to him. I remember thinking like, wow, Nigeria is a dangerous place. I am so glad that I live in America because that can't happen here. I remember thinking that distinctly, that could never happen here. And I'm saying this now because the thought occurs to me that the most recent song that was the number one hit for Bruce Springsteen is called Streets of Minneapolis, about people being killed on the streets by American, quote-unquote, military. That warrants mentioning, I think. I normally don't get political. I don't think it's necessarily appropriate for a music show, but in this specific instance, I had to more or less point out the analogous nature of that. And how much things have changed from what I would have been thinking in the year 2000 at the start of a new century, and how I can look at it now and think, I can no longer think that that can't happen here. That's just not a true thought anymore. So there it is. I mentioned that when they put this out, they were able to put out like other tracks with it as bonus tracks. So we're going to leave you with one of them. One that also continues the themes that he's been sticking to. Of course, it's political. And this is called Observation is No Crime. Hope you enjoyed this and hope you don't mind my opinions. And hope you can join us on Friday at 5 and, of course, next Wednesday. See you then. We'll be right back.
man no come spoil my own. Sansan man no come spoil my own. Tell me, my brother.
Tell me.
Why not? Tell me, if not.
Tell me.
Why not? Tell me, if not.
Tell me.
Tell me why I go get the eye and no go see.
Tell me.
Tell me why I go get the nose and no go smell.
Tell me.
Tell me why I go get the ear and no go hear.
Tell me
why I go get the mouth and no go talk.
Tell me
why I go get the ear and no go hum.
Tell me
why I go get the eye and no go hum.
Tell me.
I no be mugu, my brother. Na mugu them they beat. Na mugu them they cheat. Na mugu them they dabaru atola dolo yeba. I get the hand to fight if I want fight.
Tell me.
I get the leg to run if I want run.
Tell me.
We they take the eye to see oppression every day. Will they take a nose to smell anomalies everywhere?
Around.
Will they take the ear to hear corruption every day?
For left, for right, for up and down.
We go take a mouth to talk the thing we see, hear and smell.
Around.
As for my ear and my home, I go put them for reserve. When them lock me for cell, when I dish out to say observation, in no big right now.
Tell me.
Now oil a day on top.
Tell me.
Now oil a day carry sand man no come spoil my own.
Now oil a day carry.
Tell me, my brother.
Tell me.
Tell me.
Tell me.